What are we up to? Yudzayan? What's on Yudzayan today?
We're, yeah, Simon Hay, Yud-Zayin, last to Sif, and then Simon Vav, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel.
Yeah, we'll look at the size of Aleph.
Oh,
And Gimel. There ain't no short one tonight.
yeah.
Just in reference to last night, that's why I started the recording now. So we were discussing last night about not saying Dvarim Shebikedusha by improperly dressed women. So the little hairs, this is a common question. Do women have to cover like the baby hairs, the hairs that are in the front that are hard to, the hairs that are like by the sideburns and the back of the neck? So those are not considered hair. That's not considered uncovered hair that you can't make a bracha when you see that.
Would that be for anyone? Because there's a woman I work with that her hairline in the back goes like all the way down to here.
If it's hard to cover, and that's yes. But that's what but the lechatchila should try and cover them. And then also, what's a common question is, what about a guy's hair? So some say that if a guy's hair, this is very negay in airports, airplanes, subways, etc.
Work.
Ramesh's makel, that you can make a bracha in front of a guy's hair, which is very interesting, because what's the difference between whether the hair is of a yid's hair or a guy's hair? What's the difference? Right.
How does he make or what did he say in the
I don't
tshuva?
know, I think I remember. But you could look it up. Aruch Chaim Chelik Dalid, Siman Tes Vav, Naftali. Report back to us tomorrow. You got
I
homework.
have a Yad Eliezer or whatever it's called.
Yad
Yad
Moshe.
Moshe,
Yad Moshe, I just told you where it is. Now they ain't gonna get away with that. Now you gotta go look it up. Hebrew Books has it, so if you're in front of a computer, you got no excuse. And then there are those that disagree. Even the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings that a woman doesn't have this issue. She can make brachas in front of another woman's hair uncovered, but there are machmirim on that. Fine, I think that's all the hak from yesterday. Fine, Yud Zayin. Yeah, Simen Hei, Yud Zayin, finishing up the cleanliness of for making brachas and Torah, etc. Im libe royas the erva shaloi, if his heart sees his erva, av bisha erva hi mechusa, even though his erva is covered over, he's wearing a chaluk. So this comes up by hospital gowns. Right? If a man is wearing a hospital gown, even though he's covered up, but there's no separation between his heart and his erva and his private parts. So then it's also to make a bracha. Gamkin also lelem called kedusha. Then it's also for him to do any kedusha. He has to be wearing pants that are attached, that are tight to his body. Or use a belt. Or you put his arms on his chaluk in order to separate between his heart and his erva. A woman does not need a gartel. So this is really the source for a gartel.
What's the example of Azar doing Azar Davar Shabakdosha?
What do you mean? Any davar
Like
shebikedusha?
what other thing? Huh?
Brachas, davening, shema.
No, that's already included in saying Divrei Torah, right? So what's other things that he can do? Just saying stuff.
I don't know what he's saying. He's saying going shehu lavash b'chalak gamkein also loy lomer called davar shebikedusha.
Uh-huh,
He's
cool.
anything
So
aside from
and not
saying
saying anything.
called
Okay,
davar.
fine. Learning it's double kedusha. That's what he's
You
asking.
mean you want to know if you could light like the menorah? That's what you're asking. Can
Yeah,
you
I
do
mean say what
mitzvahs? Can you
other
do
examples? So
mitzvahs?
you're saying just basically just a speech.
As far as I know, but I know there's a tumult about mitzvahs. Do you need to have a gartel on to do mitzvahs? Like let's say menorah.
You know, as a bracha, so.
Well, let's say you're not gonna lie with a bracha. But I don't remember. I don't remember. So the Poskim say that nowadays, if you have something, anything with elastic, that's for sure enough. And that's okay. That's where the source for wearing a gartel comes to separate between the heart and the erva. Even though people are wearing pants and usually belts and or elastic on their underwear, so that's really enough. But people do anyways to be safe, or that should be a special garment for davening. Fine. Okay, Siman Vav. Yeah, Siman Vav. Ktsas klali brachas of dini baruch hu varoch shemayi v'amein. A few basic things about brachas. So, uboy yud aleph seifim. So kodim she aleph, kodim she baruch eze bracha. Before you make a bracha, tzarach hu ladas eze bracha shu tzarach levarach. You need to know what bracha you're making. Kidei she b'shoshu maskar Hashem is baruch shu ikra bracha yedem ma she yisayim. So that meaning, at the time when you're mentioning Hashem's name, you have to know what you're finishing off. I mean, you don't just say Baruch Atah Hashem and then say, okay, what bracha am I making now? That's not allowed. All right. Fine.
If you decide to change the broadcast metal for some reason.
No, you're really not supposed to. No, you can't. Whatever your Baruch Atah Hashem, whatever your Baruch Atah Hashem is, that's it. That's what it's going on. If you
I
did it,
thought
busy,
that
if
mom
you
did a
thought it
hook.
was.
Yeah. You thought it was a shahakal, and then you realize, oops, it's a dhamma, and you realize in time to make the change. You don't have a shahakal for you, whatever.
Right, so that's a problem. Well, shahaka will work with the oven for anything, but
The other way.
Lam dena
yeah.
b'kecha,
But
no,
the
we.
other day, what you should say lamdeinu if you didn't already say lekenu, and once you said lekenu, that knocks out lamdeinu chukecha. There is another. What's the other pasuk for lekenu?
I don't know, but
Yeah,
if we don't remember it, then it's not going to work for us.
that is correct.
Get
We'll get
shot
to
on
it.
the tip of our tongues, it's not going to work.
No, Lamdeinu is on the tip. The
That's what I'm saying. We
everybody
all know that. But if the other one, nobody knows it, so then it's not going to work.
yes, that is true. That is true. He's gonna. I think he brings it later. He brings it later. Anyways, yeah. But lechatchila, the lechatchila is like that. Somebody actually asked me, what was the shaila? The shaila was, he was in the middle of making all the brachas. And he started Baruch Atah Hashem, and then in his head he had in mind he was making a bracha, and then he realized he already made that bracha. So there, I thought it's fine because his intention was to make that bracha in the first place. It's just he spaced out in the middle there. Okay, fine. Now this is next one is very important. Unfortunately, many people don't keep this. Va'aser lase shum davar b'shashahu.
Oh boy.
You're not allowed to do anything, right? You're not allowed to do anything that while you're making a bracha, meaning you can't be checking the scores and you can't be checking your emails and you can't be. And this includes Birchas HaMazon. That's the big one, right?
Driving, you can make a profit during driving, yeah.
Well, driving, right. Well, you shouldn't lechatchila, but it's the if it's going to stare your concentration, you have to pull over because you're going to get there later. So the police can say you can as long as it's not like in heavy traffic and changing lane. Well, heavy traffic probably yes. Changing lanes
Like a
and driving
bench all day.
fast. There, yeah. If it's not preferred, but if you need to, yes. Yeah, bye. And don't make a bracha quickly. Eli yechaven pirish hamilus. You have to be mechaven the pirish hamilus, right? Vezel lashon sefer chasidim. This is the lashon of sefer chasidim. I had a guy yesterday. I guess today is one of those nights. That a guy tells me he davened mincha by a ma'ariv minyan, and then he davened ma'ariv by the same ma'ariv minyan, all during one Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, he came to ma'ariv.
He could do that with
He
his mouth
davened
open.
chasidish.
Nice, legend.
Yes. He's davening at he's Chassidus, so he's gonna daven for well after Shkia. He davened so fast that he davened his mincha with the Ma'ariv of the shul, and then he davened another Ma'ariv, and he got them both in while the shul. And this
He
shul is
could do
not
that. He
a.
could be doing it every night. Why only
And this is.
once?
And
He
then,
could
well,
do
he
that
wanted
every
to know.
night.
He wanted to know if that's the correct thing to do. And I said, "Boy, I said you should give lessons in how to daven fast." For sheesh, because this and this shul was not. This wasn't like any yeshiva.
I
This was
said,
in a
maybe
fast
that's why you
shul.
can do that.
Yeah.
Maybe it
Anyways.
was Plagmire.
No, it was no. I was at a. It was at Sulitz, if you really want to know. So,
I don't know. Someone
but
did.
even
Yeah.
Plagmire takes time to say it. They don't say it quicker.
Yeah.
Oh, but he doesn't have
Anyway.
to be Hasidish with Mincha. He could have come in daven Mincha.
No, but he davened it all during the Shemoneh Esrei of the Ma'ariv. Whatever it is, he said, "V'lo yivarach b'mehiros." You should not make brachas quickly. Eli yicham pirush hamilos. You have to have kavana. V'zeh lashon sefer chasidim. Because you noitel yadav when you wash your hands. Hashem yivarach ala peiros, and you make a bracha on fruit. Ayala mitzvos hashaguras b'fi kol adam, and you're making the brachas that are fluent on everybody's mouth. Yicham and leave levarach b'shem bayroi. Your kavana is to make a bracha to your creator, Asher hifli chasta ima v'nasan leha peres, oyha lechem lehonas mehem v'tzivo ala mitzvah. And that he gave you the peres and the bread to benefit from them, and he commanded you on the mitzvah. Lo yaseka adam ha'oseh davar b'minig, and don't do it the way a person does with the minig, u'moytzi dvaro mipiv, b'lo yhegin lev, and he wants to let out the words from his mouth without thinking, which sort of, I'm going to speak for myself now. He sort of sounds like he's describing me making a bracha. So he's saying, don't do that, right? Valdovarze, by the way, it does help to say the brachas out loud. I find that it helps, right? Valdovarze, chora af Hashem. It's pretty strong lashon here. And on this, Hashem gets very angry. V'shalach lanu b'yad Yeshayahu, and he sent to us from the Novi Yeshaya v'omer, yan ki nigash ha'om hazeh b'pivu s'fasov, kibduni v'libo richak. Because the nation comes close to me with their words, and the mechaber be, but their heart is distanced from me. And their fear for me is like a mitzvah, like a person that milamuda means. It's just not happenstance. It's just, he's used to it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch
By
Hu
rote.
LeYeshayahu, by rote. Thank you. That's the word. Thank you. By rote. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYeshayahu. Rei maaseh banai ki einam ela. El ki einam ella leponim umachzikim bam ka adam shemachzik v'noig minig avaysa v'yaday bam v'beisim espalim lefonay tefilas hakvuas k'minig avaysim loy b'leiv shalom. Right. So he's saying, look, they're coming and they're not doing this with a full heart. Hey, menachem es yideim uvarchem an atilas yideim. They clean their hands. They make a bracha atilas yideim. Who bites in and then they break the bread. Hashem saying, even when they're making a bracha, they're not making a bracha to me. Hashem gets angry. And he gets very angry, basically. And he says that he's gonna cause the chachma to go away. The ksip Israel lachein hinini Yosef v'av the chachmas chachamav. The vikir chaziru chacham al zavar v'amru asay dvarim l'shem poyolam. You should do everything for the one that you made you. Ad kan l'shoinay. V'roy la'adam sheyargal esatzmi loymer es abrochus b'kol rom. Right, that's I jumped the gun. Right, then it's roy for a person. It's best that he should make the brachas in a loud voice. Ki akol ma'ayir es a kavana. Because the voice brings up the kavanah. Because like in davening in shul, you daven loud, you could disturb others. At home, you're sitting there making a shah kol, so make it a little loud. It wouldn't hurt for the family to hear that too. Fine. Beis, kishumavarech yehi piv naki min aroik. When you're making the bracha, your mouth should be clear of saliva. Vegam shar dover lo yehi b'soich piv. You should have nothing in your mouth. Shenemar yimole piti lasecha. That your mouth has to only be full with of praise and nothing else. So the most common question I had it today, at least once, maybe that can you make a bracha of hamapil with a retainer in your mouth? Because a lot of people sleep with retainers. Now you make the bracha hamapil, so then you start hocking around with the retainers. Can you just make the bracha of hamapil with the retainer? So lachari you can't. That's what I would think, right? And this question is, should you take retainers out for davening? And what about Invisalign? Pashas says the Invisalign should come out for davening, unless it mamish, it's just covering your teeth, so that's not considered. I don't know. We'll let Harold decide everything. What is it? What?
Dentures.
See, dentures is really teeth, so I would think that that's just to replace something that's there natural. That's what I'm wondering also with the Invisalign or braces. Right? It's just a cover on the teeth. It's not something extra in your mouth. A
So if there's no
retainer
air, you can
usually.
wear all that?
What, Invisalign? Yeah, I would
Braces
think.
and all that? Well,
Braces is
not braces,
connected.
not a
A
retainer and all
retainer?
that.
Retainer? I don't know about a retainer.
So then you're contradicting. Then that means that it is carrying something extra.
What?
A
The
retainer.
retainer?
You just said it's not something extra.
No, I said the Invisalign, I think, is different than a retainer, but I'm not sure. Right? Invisalign is just is a cover on the teeth.
Yeah, but it's not permanent. It's not.
No, it's not permanent. It's not, but it's just a cover of your teeth. A retainer is something that you might pull out. I don't know, Harold, what do you see anything?
Invisalign can act as a retainer. There are different types of retainers.
Saying a retainer usually goes up against, it's not just something on the teeth, right? It's like a whole contraption.
It depends. The newer kinds, I don't know, the newer kinds, but there are kinds that just go on the teeth.
Oh yeah, okay,
And
so then maybe. All right, so maybe those. I would think something that just goes on the teeth would be better. That's why I'm just making it up though, so I don't know, but that's what I think. Right? Rafe, certainly don't make a bracha with a freeze pop in your mouth, that's for sure. Right? Okay. Yeah. Gimel. Right? Also, lahaitzi shem shemayim levatala. This is a scary one right here. If it's already other stuff wasn't scary, it's also scary. So you're not allowed to say Hashem's name levatala. V'chol lahaitzi shem shemayim levatala. It's the
We're losing you.
Raisa of what mitzvah you're talking about.
Should I pick up my phone?
Am I good?
No, you're choppy, very choppy. Someone's using your internet.
Pick up my phone?
Yeah, that's stupid.
People who dry hands in the like those air
Hit record.
blower after during saying Asher Tzar.
What?
People who like, let's say you put your hands in a air dryer while you're saying Asher Tzar, is it considered doing something?
Recording in progress.
I think I've seen Poskim say that that's not considered doing something, drying the hands.
So
Putting, I
drying
mean,
hands,
putting
even
them.
by towel, even by paper towel.
No, yeah, meaning I don't think is that called doing a maisa. It's certainly not lechatchila to do it, but I think putting it under a air dryer is not doing anything. What are you doing?
It's not
I
active,
think that's
right?
what I've seen from the poskim. Anyway, so saying Hashem's name, so you're not fearing Hashem. Because you shouldn't say Hashem's name unless you're saying it for praise or bracha. Meaning, the basic is talking about just don't say Adoy or whatever. But mashum mechuyev iberderech limud, meaning you're just saying Hashem's name with something that you're not mechuyev to do, or through learning. You have to fear, and your limbs should be shaking when you say Hashem's name. But never to say it. And not only is the shema meyuchad, let's say yud kei vav kei, all the names. It's not only in Lashon Kodesh. Didn't we see this yesterday? But even in any Lashon, it's asa. Right? To say, you know, God and all that stuff. Somebody who curses his friend or himself with any of the names of Hashem, Kinui is what we praise Hashem with. Hagodol, Hagibor, Hanoira, Hanemon, Haadir, Vachozok, Ma'amitz, Ha'izuz, Chanun, Verachum, Kano, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, V'chol Loshen, Chayiv Malkus, and every Loshen he is Chayiv Malkus. I mean, if you curse somebody using those terminologies. And with our many Averis, people are not careful, and they say in German, Hashem Yanisheu, Gotzol Eim Stroppin, right? Hashem should punish him, Ukadoima, and that's a curse, right? You're saying like God, D-A, right? That's a common phrase. L'chara, that's what he's referring to.
You can't say God should pay you back?
That's not a curse.
No, in a bad way, man.
I'm saying, I don't know if that's a curse. Right. Let's say you stam curse him without using Hashem's name or without any of the nicknames of Hashem. Or the curse comes meaning you're hinting it. This is what Naftali was talking about. This guy shouldn't be blessed. Even though they're not Chayav Malkus, still is an Isser. V'chein also lichtoy b'shum michtav shema yisbarach b'chol lashon, and you can't write Hashem's name either. V'rabim toim v'koysim shema yisbarach b'lashon Ashkenaz, God, v'yishe koysim tevas adyeh, v'hu lashon tzorfas, that's in French, v'yura im Hashem, v'hu isur gomor, k'lach hazman yisgagol ha-michtav v'ashva, because then it's going to get thrown into the garbage. V'dover zeh garim anias b'yisrael, and this is going to cause anias b'yisrael, ma sheshem shemayim motzi, mikol shekein v'bizayin chas v'shalom. V'tzivim hischakmus v'hisamtzus levatel ozois, it has to take some wisdom and strength to be mevatel people from doing this. K'shabole roik b'psoich piv, when saliva comes to the mouth, yorek tchila, first spit, v'achakach yemer es Hashem, v'loyemer es Hashem, v'achakach yorek, don't say Hashem's name and then spit. Sort of what Chabad does when they say, you know, leinu, shem eshtachavim levavrik, because they spit after that. But don't do that. If you happen to be needing to spit during davening, don't spit after saying Hashem's name. V'chein k'shemenashek is a sefer, when you kiss the sefer, yorek tchila v'loy achakach, meaning don't kiss the sefer and then spit. Because Shiroi to Lahaska is Hashem, Yomer Tevis Hashem, Veloit Shatoim, Hom, Vaim, Adoy Shem. Ki Ainz Derech Kovit Shalmail. He's saying, just use the word Hashem, don't say Adoy Shem, because that's not proper respect. Right? It's not a proper respect to say Adoy Shem. I'm not exactly sure why that's not proper respect, but that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, that was a long one tonight. All right, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you. And mazel tov to you.
Mazel tov.